Coming up on 9:10 here on the Mighty 690, it is time for our monthly Coffeeville Tourism Update, and we have Tourism Director Amy Dollar. Good morning, Amy. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, good to have you on here.
I know. It's good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. All right.
We've got some great weather coming up this week, and it's
finally
going to be great. Finally. Yeah.
Yes, I didn't like the cold weather, and you should, on this nice weather, get out and enjoy our picnic tables down on the plaza.
That's just what I was going to say. You beat me to the punch.
You fed it to me. It was perfect.
So tell us if maybe the listeners haven't heard about these tables. First of all, tell us a little bit about these.
Okay, so they were a gift from the Cherokee Nation, a Wado Egwa to them, and they are picnic tables that are just like any other picnic table, you think, and they have a nice umbrella, and then they are solar-powered charging stations. So you can charge your phone, your laptop, your iPad, your Bluetooth speaker, you know, different things like that while you're enjoying the outdoors. They have panels up on top, and that's the solar panels, and then a little charging station in the middle and on toward the table, and you can sit there and you can eat your lunch, charge your phone, and enjoy the nice weather. They are very nice. Very nice addition to our plaza.
Going to be great once we get into some of these warmer days. You know, if you work downtown, you can go out there and eat lunch or something on the picnic tables and get outside.
Yeah. Actually, my coworker Casey, a couple weeks ago when it was nice weather, she went out and ate at one. So it was, we see them used just, you might get to 50 degrees and you see people out there. So I think the whole community is ready for some warmer weather, and those are very nice to use. And you know, you're going to want to get here early during Dalton Defender Days or any event we have downtown and stake out your good spot at the table. So I think it'll be interesting to see how well they're used during the summer.
That's right. Can't wait for that. So I know that we've got a lot of exciting things that we're gearing up for it when that weather gets warmer. And you've got a big one coming up that you want to tell us about.
We do. So we have partnered, Visit Coffeeville has partnered with the Aviation Museum, the Aviation Heritage Museum. It's up in Feaster Park. And we have partnered with them to bring in a special exhibit from NASA, the Exploration of Space exhibit. And we will have it March 20th through June 14th. And the museum hours will have some special hours. They will have some special hours at time, and will be Wednesday through Sunday at 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Of course, if you're coming into town, and this goes for any time at the Aviation Museum, if you're coming into town and it's not during a time they're open, if you would call, and I'm going to give you guys some numbers that James will give you again later, 620-251-2145. That's Lisa Brookover. Or you can reach us at the Chamber, 620-251-2550, and we can help make an appointment so you can go there, and that way you don't miss it when you visit.
Oh, that's great, because you know there's lots of times where maybe family's visiting and it's just not doesn't work out as far as their normally open times, but that doesn't mean that you can't go up there.
No, and they have, when people have come in the tourism office and they would like to go up there, I have not, in the 2-something years I've been there, have not called and they've been like, no, I can't do it. They've always been able to find a way and meet the people up there and help show all of our good stuff off to our visitors.
It's a good hometown service right there.
Yeah. So a big shout out to them for that. That's very nice.
So tell us a little bit about this NASA exhibit. I mean, what can we expect to see?
Well, you can expect to see an actual Apollo spacesuit, a full spacesuit with the helmet and everything. It'll be in a nice octagonal case that will be the feature. And then they'll have some panels. And the panels, there'll be a couple of them. There'll be one that shows the inner workings of the landing gear of the space shuttle and then we'll have an actual tire with some of the landing gear on it that people can see the actual tire. And this was an actual tire that went on a space shuttle, so that's pretty cool. And then we'll have a history of manned space flight. Will be big panels of that, and I think that's very good to segue from the aviation history into the history of manned space flight, because you couldn't have one without the other. And then there'll also be some models, different rover models and some lunar globes. And I feel bad for James. I'm a really hand-talking person, so I'm trying to show you. Good thing you can watch this on Facebook later. But there'll be some physical things to see, and then those big panels. And I think it'll be really nice. We're going to have trying to plan a stargazing event during this time. So when we have the date set for that, we will be able to share that information. And we've been inviting schools. So, hey, it's another day off of school. So any teachers or staff listening, we are starting to schedule schools to come on field trips. and we would love to have you. So if you haven't already scheduled your school, give us a call at either one of those numbers that we gave earlier, and we will be happy to set you up. I think that's going to be a very... Look, my phone's ringing now. That's my cell phone. I forget about that. Anyway, I think it'll be really fun for schools, and I think it'll be really good for everybody. And it's free admission, so if anyone can come and see it, and it's not going to cost a lot of money. I think they do have a donation, but it's not required for admission.
Well, it's going to be great. A world-class exhibit coming to our area. And how did you find out about this originally? How did this all start?
This is another thing coming up that'll be kind of fun. Visit Coffeyville partners with Gregg County, Texas, and it's a town of Longview. And in 1894, 2 years after our robbery, Bill Dalton with the Goodnight Brothers and Bushy Bill Roberts, they robbed the Bank of Longview. And it was a big shootout, and they killed some of the bank people and a sheriff, and then 2 weeks later, Bill, they hunted him down and found him over by Ardmore and killed him. So they kind of celebrate the townspeople trying to defend and kind of like ours, but it's a different Dalton. I call us cousin cities. But I work with Lindsay Loy, the director of the Gregg County Historical Museum, and they were bringing in a space exhibit, and I said, that is so neat. And she gave me the contact, and it's Johnson Space Center that I've been working with. They've been really great. So it's fun to say, I emailed NASA today. and we're working with a shipping company to bring everything up here, and it's going to go good. So I'm super excited about it. And I love partnering with another place like that that has a similar, kind of a similar past as us. And their bank is now their museum. And if you go online, or I welcome you to go down there the first weekend of April and watch their Dalton Days. Visit Coffeyville goes and has a booth. And I know when Coffeyville's own Charles Imke, he will be reenacting down there as well. I hope that's okay to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty cool. But he's been invited from them to come down. And some of their reenactors have come up and visited our Dalton Days. So we have a really good partnership there. And that was a good inspiration. So I'm really excited for everyone to get to see the space exhibit.
Well, how cool is this? I mean, this is really exciting to have that traveling exhibit coming here. And yeah, like you mentioned earlier, you know, a reminder that aviation is not just the airplanes that we see flying around. I mean, it really goes from, you know, the start to finish, you know, the final frontier, you know, sort of thing, getting into space. That's aviation too.
Yes, it is. So I'm very excited, and I think it's very cool. And I'll learn a lot. I don't know a lot about space and aviation other than what I've learned up there. So I think it'll be really informative and fun for everybody.
So remind us the dates one more time for those just tuning in for this traveling space NASA exhibit.
It will be here March 20th through June 14th.
And is there going to be any sort of grand opening or anything like that? Do we know at the start?
We might. I don't know yet.
Okay.
I was always just nervous to make sure it gets here.
Right.
So we should have it. So we should have it about 20 something days, 15 days before we open. So that'll give us enough time to know it's here and maybe do something really fun like that. And when we do, you will hear it first, probably on KGGF. So.
Hey, good deal. All right. Well, anything else to share with us, Amy?
Other than that, we have, you know, we should get ready for the solar eclipse April 8th. I think that will be a lot of fun. I'm going to go to Fort Towson so I can watch it be in the path of totality.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'll be coming back from Longview, and they're having an 1840s watch party there.
So you get to dress up and everything?
Oh, yeah. I'll already have my outfit.
That's great. I was just looking to see, because I know it's going to go through Arkansas. And I was trying to see the path of totality to remind myself here. But, yeah, it's going to be if you just go to the south and east. So looking like if you get into northwest Arkansas is when you're going to get a little bit closer to that. Or southeast Oklahoma.
Yes. Antlers and Fort Towson and Broken Bow, they will be like 3-something minutes.
Oh, no.
And then Sulphur Springs, Texas, it's almost 4 minutes. So they're doing a real big thing down there at Sulphur Springs.
Oh, yeah, Broken Bow already is congested. It's going to be absolutely chaos.
Well, Fort Towson is, that's kind of my people's home place. Uh-huh. My dad and my uncles were born right by there in Spencerville. So Fort Towson, it's a historic fort. It was originally a border fort because it's so close down to Texas, and that's when Texas still belonged to Mexico. And then it ceased being a active fort after the war, and now it's a very cool historic site. So I think it's going to be cool to watch it from there. And Antlers, Oklahoma, that might be a good place too. They have a lot of alien sightings in Antlers, Oklahoma. So I think that'd be a perfect time to go down there during the solar eclipse. But yeah, there's a lot of interesting things going on. I saw that different arboretums are doing things because you can go in and see how the plants react during the eclipse.
Oh, yeah. A lot of plants do like fold their leaves up and everything.
I have not seen that. So I'm very excited to see what happens. But
yeah.
For 3 minutes and 48 seconds in Fort Towson, Oklahoma, I will get to see it.
Excellent. Well, wonderful stuff, Amy. I appreciate you coming on here. And again, one more time, if folks need to get a hold of you over at the chamber, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to get a hold of me at the chamber is 620-251-2550, or stop by 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and I should be able to answer any questions you have. I have some new gift shop inventory that's in, so might be a good time to stop by and see and get your Coffeeville memorabilia.
And when it's getting warm, we'll have that icy machine going.
Yes, I turn it on anytime if you call me.
Okay.
And so I'll probably have it going tomorrow because it'll be a really nice day, but if you call today, we'll have it on.
Excellent. Well, Amy Dollar, Tourism Director, appreciate you dropping on by here this morning.
I appreciate you having me.
And we'll have you on next week too, because you have Fry Bread Journeys coming up next Monday.
Yes, I am. I'm excited for Fry Bread Journeys.
It's gonna be
next Monday.
One.
It will be good.
Can't wait.
You better tune in.
All right. And that'll be once again at 9:10, the same bat time.
So yes.
There you go. All right, Amy, you have a great rest of your week.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, that's Amy Dollar here on the Mighty 690. We have more open lines straight ahead.